Toxic waste was dumped under cover of darkness at more than a dozen sites around the Ivory Coast's main city of Abidjan. The poisonous slops had been unloaded from a tanker chartered by a Dutch-based oil trader. Soon, people in Abidjan who lived near the sites woke up to an overpowering stench that caused vomiting, burning eyes, and made it hard to breathe. About a dozen people have died and tens of thousands needed hospital treatment for their symptoms. The authorities in Ivory Coast have arrested more than half a dozen people in connection with the scandal, including two French executives of the Dutch trading company. It's now more than 2 months since this waste was illegally dumped, but many questions remain unanswered about where the waste originally came from. Above all, the tragedy has shone the spotlight on a growing global trade in toxic waste. Susie Hodges picks up the story.
The rich countries are dumping their waste on the poor countries of the world. That's the accusation made by environmental experts who say despite international legislation banning such exports, poisonous or hazardous waste from developed nations is still being shipped to Africa on container ships every day. The toxic waste dumped in the Ivory Coast is one of the worst dumping scandals of the past decade and has revealed how innocent people can end up paying a heavy price for this illegal practice. Father Edouard de Loisy is a French Jesuit priest who has lived in Abidjan for more than two decades. He says local people were understandably alarmed and outraged by this dumping scandal.
Well, of course, they were very angry, but at first they did realize what was going on. They just smelt horrible smells in several places of the town, and some fell ill, and they went to hospitals to consult doctors because their nose was bleeding or they had diarrhea or they vomited. They were really very anxious and very scared of what was going on. And when they realized that it was toxic waste, which had been dumped in several places, so people were really infuriated at first and very scared of what was going on because, after all, several people died. And it's tens of thousands of people who were really affected. And even some factories had to close for some time because they were too near some of the dumping sites and people just couldn't bear the smells.
Father Edouard knows a man who lived near one of the dumping sites and whose health was directly affected by the noxious fumes.
One of the gardeners of our institute was affected, his wife and his child. He vomited, he felt a horrible smell not far from his house, and he had diarrhea, so he went to the doctor. And the doctor told him, you should not stay in your house, find another place. So he sent his wife and child to the village, to his village of origin, and he himself had to move to find another house, which you can imagine it not so easy in Abidjan. But he could not stay there because at night he said it was unbearable.
But are there fears about the long-term effects of being exposed to the fumes from this toxic waste?
The French experts who came afterwards to analyze the waste and to make a plan for getting rid of them, they said that the main danger is now over because it has evaporated, the sulfuric anhydride, I think they said. But of course, for the long-term effects, I don't know if the doctors know what will happen in the future. Our gardener told me this morning that he still had difficulties in hearing. He didn't feel well, and it's always difficult to swallow. But of course, this may pass with time, but nobody knows if the effects will be important or not. I suppose it depends on the exposition of the people to these fumes.
In the immediate aftermath of the dumping, anger among Ivorian residents at their local government for allowing in the shipment of waste boiled over. The entire cabinet resigned over the scandal, whilst mobs of angry youths burned the house of a port official and tried to lynch the deposed transport minister. But according to Father Edouard, People in Abidjan don't just blame the local authorities for allowing the waste in, but also are furious that rich Western nations are not hesitating to illegally dump their waste on African soil.
I think this scandal was symptomatic mainly of internal problems. Of course, everybody here is convinced that the northern countries do not hesitate to dump their waste in the third world when they can do it. A few years ago, there was many attempts of that kind coming from Northern America and Europe to dump waste in several countries, but NGOs led a campaign against it, and some laws were passed to protect the environment and to protect against such temptations. But it happened this year in Abidjan. Of course, they were not surprised that a northern country tried to get rid of its waste in the third world, but they were really by the fact that the local authorities let them pass and were very slow in responding to that scandal. And so people didn't feel protected, and that is why they were really furious against the authorities. One minister was nearly lynched, and the house of the director of the port was burnt down.
There was also the fact that the government resigned en masse. Has that appeased people's anger in some way?
Yes, certainly it appeased the people, even if it was also a surprise. In fact, the change was not very great. Only two ministers were changed. But still, symbolically, it was important and it was well received. And the president apologized to the people, saying that we have not done our job properly, and I'm sorry for that.
And when it comes to the ethical perspective, Father Edouard has no doubt who are most to blame in this whole affair.
I think that morally they are guilty. They could not ignore that the Ivory Coast is not equipped to deal with such waste, such toxic waste. So even if they had all the permission from the local authorities, I think they are still very responsible of what they've done. In Europe, many countries are already equipped with that sort of factories to deal with toxic waste. The problem is that it is costly, and so the temptation is great to dump those wastes in the third world. It's less expensive, and there is the scandal.
Father Sean McDonough is an Irish Columban priest and author of several books on ecological issues, and he echoes Father Edouard's views on the dumping affair.
The toxicity of this material will continue to affect the area, possibly for multiple generations. So it's gravely immoral, and there's no other word for it. Humankind at this point in time should not be creating toxic waste. What we've done with human technologies, if we've made them linear, in other words, we end up having produced something like computers with an amount of toxic waste, waste that is dangerous to humankind and to all other animals as well, and they have rights not to be poisoned by us. So there should be enormous pressure on companies not to create toxic waste. We now, in many situations, have the scientific knowledge not to do that, but of course there are costs involved, and pressure should be brought particularly on the chemical industry. Now, to date, they have had such power in the United States and also in Europe that they have avoided the kind of checks that should be essential on their products. That also is extremely immoral. And secondly, of course, now we take the opportunity for dumping this on poor people, and particularly in countries where there may very well be problems with government, bribery, or very poor regulatory staff in their environmental protection agencies. So at every level of creating of toxic waste and dumping it on poor people, there's a huge ethical problem. We shouldn't create toxic waste, and if we do create it, then we should deal with it within the countries that actually produce that waste.
Father Sean says the Ivory Coast tragedy has lifted the lid on the extensive yet illicit flow of such toxic waste from the developed world towards poor countries.
It's fairly well known that there is a huge illegal trade, and very often groups that are on the margins of society and doing other kinds of nefarious activities like involvement in drugs, that the various mafias that we find around Europe and other parts of the world are involved in this trade because it is very lucrative, and governments must crack down on it with all the powers that are available to them, including huge fines, including imprisonment, because it is to protect the people and to protect the earth, and there's a huge imperative that be done as quickly as possible and not allow this trade to mushroom and grow. Because unfortunately, see, one of the awful things about the various technological revolutions, the higher up we go In actual fact, the byproducts are becoming actually more toxic, so we've got to begin to deal with things like that.
Not only is such dumping morally wrong, says Father Sean, but it's also an offence against God's creation.
There's not just an ethical critique, but there's also a religious critique that what should be symbols and signs of God's presence in the world is actually becoming symbols of pain, destruction and death. And from a religious perspective, to in any way destroy the fabric of life or to leave a residue of toxic waste that will have an impact on multiple future generations, it is not just ethically, but it's also religiously flying in the face of most of the great faiths of the world that believe this is God's creation.
That was Father Sean McDonough, an expert on ecological affairs. And you also heard Father Edouard de Loisy, who is based in the Ivory Coast. I'm Susie Hodges.